There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession, a National League Football podcast, episode 210, John.
Yeah, is that right? Blimey.
It's me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And we went around last week because John was at Cheltenham all week. I was at Cheltenham for 2 days and had my son's birthday. And I was on tour to Brighton and Farnham. Thank you if you came. And I did a thing in London. I mean, it was crazy days, John.
It was a busy week.
Oh,
I know we normally do an episode from Cheltenham, but there just wasn't time.
Well, sometimes we're on a balcony.
Yeah.
Like looking at horse racing and it's nice. This time around we were in sort of a tent in a back alley in Cheltenham.
I tried my familiar tactic of backing almost exclusively yellow and blue horses, but very much true to form, the yellow and blue didn't really come in this time.
Come on, John. Come on, John. Can't go, don't go negative early.
No, I had quite a good week.
You had a very good
on
week,
the on
you?
The punting front, not
did
bad.
You? All right.
But no yellow and blues.
Do you support Cheltenham now? Is that what? Because I know you support Dorking now, don't you? Is it Dorking?
I do like
you
Dorking. Yeah, no, I like Dorking. Yeah.
You support them now, don't you, John?
Yeah. No, I don't follow football anymore.
You've got to, John.
I don't follow football.
Just don't take it too seriously. Try not to let it affect your life.
Yeah.
Says the man who has about 8 Talk United posters up in his house.
Yeah, no, I've turned all my notifications off on the Talkie Twitter. I don't follow the games. It's fine.
John.
It's much easier that way.
Have you ever sung Talkie Till You Die?
Yes.
Then are you Talkie Till You Die?
Well, yeah. I do feel like I
Come rain or shine.
Yeah.
I'm going to love you like nobody loves you.
It's quite hard to love
come
them at the moment.
Come rain or come shine.
Pretty difficult to love them right now.
Come rain or Scott Twine. Was Scott Twine a player? I can't remember.
Yeah.
High as a mountain, deep as a river. Who did River play for? Played for Truro.
Oh, yeah,
didn't
he played
Truro
for Truro.
City.
River something.
Come rain or come shine. Connor Rain sounds like a National League footballer. Until I met you, life was just one of those things.
I was talking to you about this earlier. No.
Back out of it.
Benny Hill situation going on. No.
Come on, John. Yeah.
As I went to see The Mousetrap last night.
Oh, lovely.
Which is one of those sort of slightly touristy things that occasionally people do in London. But
it's
I did go
into it.
It's
good to be a tourist in your own town.
It's good to be a bit of a tourist in your own town. It put me in mind of, I was trying to think why it was reminding me of the National Obsession.
Okay, yes.
It was AFC Poirot it reminded me of, because it's a drawing room drama, isn't it? And so
what
I remembered
AFC Poirot. That was good, John.
It was really good. So, yeah, it was, no, he was trying to work out why.
Couldn't work out why.
Ben Winter didn't take a penalty against
Hartlepool.
And he was there.
Bloody hell, Winter!
Jake Andrews had a hole in his leg. It was all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
When we Benji and Bungo Kumbioka. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That sounded almost even more racist than the first bit.
That was it. John's got really racist. By the way, the reason we didn't do last
had a bit of a
John
stab
was in
at
jail
it.
For racism.
Sorry about that. I'm quite tired.
You are tired, John. The Mousetrap, John. Sounds to me like you could write something in the style of The Mousetrap for maybe at Christmas. I know it's only March, but
maybe we could
have to start thinking soon
about... Well, I'm sort of out of ideas for the Christmas story, so maybe that's the way we do it.
Do you stink?
I stink. Well,
do you
I've
still
had a
think?
Week amongst the horses.
I can, do you know what, John? I'll just say it secretly on here.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about horse racing.
Oh, don't you? Oh, no. For every year, I finish that week and go, oh, I think I'll follow this for the rest of the year. It was really exciting. And then every year, I don't.
Look, it's a lovely day out.
Yeah.
It's nice to be outdoors. But they all look... It was more racism. The same. They all look the same. Yeah. All the people look the same. Yeah. All the punters look the same. All the horses look the same. People tip at about 8 horses in a race, yeah, and then one of them comes in, and if you might be on it, you might not. I'm just like, I think it's a big...
I don't understand the language.
That just don't,
is what it is.
People go, it's the greatest sport, the greatest sporting event in the world.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I don't think it is.
Yeah. There's a lot of, I enjoy it, but there's a lot of language.
Same five.
A lot of, well, he's got up on the bridle there.
And I don't mind all that, because that's just obviously, but like same five jockeys.
He's working well, and if he gets up, he's gone up in trip. What are you talking about? I don't understand what any of this means. What's a furlong?
But if
how far is a furlong?
If you didn't follow football, you wouldn't know what it was about. But I'm just like, same five jockeys win everything, same five owners win everything.
Yeah.
Same, it's just like, maybe, I don't know, I'm really lucky to be able to go. Is the thing, but I do feel like it's a bit wasted.
Desperate to go. Well, I love it, I'm going to say it right
there
now.
We are.
I really enjoy it.
There we are. And if I'm invited back next year, I will obviously absolutely love it, John. Do you know what I mean, though? I'm just like, I've really tried to get into it.
Yeah.
And I used to love going Newton Abbott races on Boxing Day. Used to love that.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Then they took that meeting away, and then we went to Devon Day once at Devon and Exeter Race, because where they raced Shire horses. They did. One of them, tiny
over
jockeys
the jumps,
looked even smaller. Yeah. That was good. And I like it now and again, but I just think all the big chat around it is like, well, it's fine, isn't it? Why don't they just let the horses run?
I wouldn't go.
I don't know why you need the jockeys.
Cheltenham is pretty special. I think I wouldn't go otherwise. It is all the best horses in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, I think everyone's just drunk. Drunk. When you're drunk, it's everything feels special.
No, this is true.
This nightclub at 2 o'clock in the morning is really special.
It is going like on a week-long stag do. It is quite a long
exactly.
week.
It's a nice
quite
thing
a punishing
to do.
Week.
It's a nice thing. It's not like the National League, though, John. And the National League, as we know, is the greatest thing of all time. It's the greatest thing in the world. World's greatest competition.
Yeah.
It is, John. Just because we're not winning in it at the moment doesn't mean it's not... I genuinely think it's the best sporting thing in the whole world.
Dedicated 5 years of our lives for what?
Come on, John. We've had a right laugh. We've
what
had a right
the point
laugh,
of it all?
John.
We're exactly where we started again.
We are back where we started.
We're exactly where we began.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet, John.
We'll be soon.
We've got 9 games.
It was all a complete waste of time.
27 points.
Even you said to me the other day, and I said, Woking away.
Yeah, Woking away.
Completely pointless
if
now.
If we do go down,
Ben Winter's goal, 3-3, wanging it in.
Sullies the whole thing.
It's gone.
The whole thing's gone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Us getting out of that division, Ben Winter's
pointless.
Goal, it's dead.
Back to where we were.
The emotion attached to that is no longer one of great joy. It is just, yes, but we all know what happened in the end.
We know what happened next, yeah. Much like Lucas Coughlin.
But then you could say that about all football, surely.
I suppose so.
Couldn't you?
Yeah.
You could say that about all
You could say
sport.
That about anything. Eventually, you could say that about...
You're going to lose eventually.
Yeah. You could say that about Southend, you know, all those games.
You know, are you going to go, Man United going to go, yeah, we won the Champions League, but, you know, we did get beat. Eventually, we know that led to, we got beaten 7-0 by Liverpool. You know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that. It's
Everything
quite hard
leads
to put
to another,
it into that sort of perspective now.
And that's like life, John. You can't just expect your whole life to be, like, brilliant all the time, is it? You know, you're going to have ups, you're going to have downs. And if you commit to something like supporting a football team,
lower league team.
It's
tough.
It is a difficult thing to do, but I think it's worthwhile. I'd rather be turning up at Boreham Wood next Tuesday than going to I don't know. I'm trying to think of to the Emirates.
The Emirates. Yeah.
Than just supporting a team I've chosen to support.
No, that is very true.
I think it's just how life goes sometimes. You have to try and make the best of everything. I don't think anyone's doing it on purpose.
Well, yeah,
I don't think they are.
Maybe someone high up is. Who knows?
I don't think people are inherently evil.
No.
I don't know. I don't understand money people a lot of the time. And a lot of people are driven by money. And I don't understand being driven by pure finances.
Yeah.
I've got a bit more soul.
Not a businessman, are you?
I'm not a businessman, you know. So I'm an artistic person.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing, or maybe it's just not me understanding. But I don't think anyone is inherently evil and tries to kill things that lots of people like.
It just feels
like such an easy club to run, John. You are guaranteed 2,200 people week in, week out in Plainmoor. So you know what figures you've got coming in. You know the money you've got coming in, week out. The level of success that we need is so low. It's such a low bar we're aiming at. You know, my expectation of where we could be is towards the bottom of League One. You know, that is the sort of Accrington Stanley, that sort of size club.
Yeah.
And I think with the right sort of input, that's where we could be. And we had it. It's difficult.
It's difficult.
But look, if we beat Dagenham and Redbridge and Boreham Wood, which will be a miracle. But if we do, we're back in it and we're off to the races again, you know.
Yeah.
Which is where we came in.
We're off to the races again.
No,
I can't do it again.
I'm not that bothered about it.
Right, come on. Let's wrap up.
That's the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Well, we are going to go back to Saturday in the National League. Have a quick roundup of the National League news.
Lovely, yeah.
From the weekend.
Yeah.
Luke Williams' voice. We focused on it a couple of weeks ago.
Big fans of Luke Williams' voice.
Caused a lot of consternation amongst the FOFs, the listeners. I don't think anybody had any realised just quite what a unique...
I don't think anyone heard him speak.
What a unique voice he got. No one, I honestly had never heard him speak before that.
I heard it once. I thought, that's a thing. We've talked about it and we've discovered that it is a massive thing.
It struck
thing.
A chord.
Yes.
So we're getting back in with that because obviously a disappointing result for them this weekend. And also, Roger and Brian.
Roger and Brian.
Were at Cheltenham.
They were there.
We were at Cheltenham.
And
we managed to record a little bit of... We sort of stood behind them.
Tearing up tickets and all sorts, John.
Yeah. A little bit
We're
of behind the scenes audio.
And some letters, I'm assuming. John.
And some letters.
That's nice, isn't
Including
it?
Including a physical letter this week.
What? An actual written. Oh my goodness.
Physical
That's
letter.
Instant foff, isn't it?
I know.
How have they known where to send it?
Well, when you find out who it was, you might not be that, right, okay. Be that surprised.
Okay. John, what's happened in the National League?
Yes, let's go back to Saturday then and the early game. Why was there an early game?
Because there's no Premier League game. So
okay.
I think BT Sport thought we'll put on a National League game, because obviously that's the world's greatest league.
Yeah, it was at Woking in Chesterfield, and Chesterfield won 1-0. 1-0 win at Woking there.
Yeah.
Always a tough place to go, but
they only
yeah.
played each other recently, didn't they? I watched it. It was a low-quality game, John.
Yeah.
I watched bits of it, and it was poor. Quigley for Chesterfield should have had a hat-trick.
Yeah.
And then Woking bought on that massive bloke they've got.
Dackers.
Bought on Dackers. And... did not get one ball into the box. I do not understand that. If you're going to bring on someone who's 6'7", get it in the box, which is my mantra for the rest of this.
Get it in the box,
for goodness sake. Get it in. Stop fiddling about with it.
Stick it in the mixer, says Johnny Baker.
Yes.
It was Banks. You got the goal for Chesterfield,
Jane
of course.
Michael.
Yeah, goal.
Banks.
It wasn't both of them up front. Big man, little
you take
man.
Your top
faithfully invested in to be specific.
The worst song in Mary Poppins singing there.
I quite like that bit.
The one you fast forward through.
No. Fast forward to the animated penguin bit. That's
oh,
fine.
I like
you
that
skip
bit.
You that
oh,
bit.
I like
that's
that
a bit.
Bit. I like that bit. Yeah. I don't like that bit. The Banks bit.
But I like the Banks bit. Then you get Banks.
Or the old man acting.
Yeah, he's on and he's on the
wooden leg. And then they have to say at the end, oh, look who it was. Yeah, we're not idiots.
A wooden leg named Smith. That,
great film.
Yeah.
What a film.
Oh, I love that film.
What a film.
Barnet won, Notts County won. Huge.
Blew it.
We'll come back
Dropping
to that
it.
With Luke Williams.
Actually, I must
huge.
Find my tweet that I put out in... the autumn, I think it was, when I was getting pelters from Notts County fans saying, it's all right, you'll still blow it in about February, March. So I must find
must
that
find
and,
that and
retweet that.
Get it back on
out.
The timeline.
It's always nice to wind the Notts County fans up because they are particularly sort of sweaty and salty,
it's
aren't they?
It's quite horrible, though.
Yeah, they're quite miserable. Yeah.
Dagenham won, Oldham won. So a decent point for Oldham there, really,
yes.
Away from home. Always a tough
well,
place
they're,
to
they're
go.
Safe, aren't they? Oldham are safe.
Yeah.
They're out of it. They've done very well. Well done to them.
Yeah, they are safe, I would say. Eastleigh 3, Altrincham 2. So Oof. Bad news for Altrincham Gene there. That was just an obvious... Eastleigh actually are sort of doing bits this year. They're looking all right.
I've got an idea, John, actually.
They'll crash out of the playoffs. But...
Altrincham are in the semi-finals of the FA Trophy.
Yes.
Who is it against? Can you, do you know who it is against?
Oh, blimey.
But right, I did wonder if we if Altrincham do get to the final of the FA Trophy.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could be Altrincham Jean's guest.
Should we
the
go
day.
With guests of honour?
I wonder
honour.
If we'd be allowed yeah. to go, if Altrincham Jean, if you're listening.
With Jean.
If you do get to that. Wembley, could we come with you to the FA Trophy, please?
Halifax Town, that's easy.
Oh, yeah, they should do.
Breeze
through
that.
So if they do, Altrincham Jean, we'd like you to invite us, please, to the...
we would like
we'll,
you to
buy our own
us.
Tickets.
And Altrincham's consolation goal, 93rd minute, to bring him back to 3-2, is by Eddie Jones.
Oh.
Who knew?
Eddie Jones.
Halifax won, Yeovil won. Whatever.
Yep.
Yes.
Big chat that Aaron Jarvis is going to do. Yeah, by the time this goes out,
may
window
have
will have slammed
may
shut.
May not have done. He did also give an interview today. I saw what he said. I'm happy
he's
here
not
and all that.
Why? Because he looked happy on me.
Getting to the Glovers.
Best player.
Why didn't he do that?
He wants to go to the. He was a Glover, not a fighter. And a Glover, not a fighter.
Part time Glovers.
Part time Glovers.
That Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
Yes.
I want to be your Glover.
Secret Glovers. Secret Glovers.
An easy Glover. Caused by Phil Green.
Nice
an easy Glover.
Hello, my Glover.
Yeah. Goodbye, my Glover.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's it, isn't
that's
it?
There'll
that's
be, basically there'll be it. More, but you know, you get the idea with that, as they say.
You do the rest of them. Maidenhead 2, Maidstone 1. So the
wow,
Maid Derby, always Maid a tough one
Derby,
to call that,
yeah,
I think.
You never
but,
know. It wrecks the equation.
I know, you just can't, it scrambles it.
Because you
can't
put in Maid and it thinks you're talking. Do you mean Maidstone? Do you mean Maidenhead? Whichever one you put in, it thinks it's the other one. So it just can't work out the equation.
Yes, Maidenhead's first win in five and assist for Ashley Nathaniel George as well. Great.
Oh,
brilliant.
Good.
Fantastic.
He is exactly what we need as well.
I know. A winger.
He would have been really good.
Delivery. Scunthorpe 4, Wealdstone 1. I knew Scunthorpe were going to win that. I had that in my accumulator. They were absolutely always going to win that game. They've strengthened. They're signing good players.
Yeah, they're going to get
They've
out.
They've got a good manager.
They've
they're
got quite an easy run, I think, as well. They play quite a lot of the. They play Dorking on April the 1st.
Yeah.
So that's
that
quite
can be big.
That's
I think
quite
they're,
a big game.
They're coming. Their Scunthorpe might get out of it. So yeah, they're doing all right. Sally Holmore's 2, Boreham Wood 0.
Nothing. Nothing
two
of a game.
Hateful teams, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
Southend 1, Aldershot 2. So a really poor result for Southend. Yeah. Aldershot, a good result for them. So back to winning ways. They are you know, absolutely safe. Southend up for sale.
Again,
put up for sale.
Yeah, Ron Martin.
So whether that gone on the on their minds or not, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think they care. But they've been paid. I think they've been paid.
They've
by
been
now.
Paid. Yeah.
Will they find a buyer? Who knows?
That's
all
don't
I've
know.
Got. That's all I've got on that, John.
You did say you're not a businessman or a money man earlier.
I'm not a
and
money
let's
man.
Let's say you probably won't be troubling. What's it? Wake up to money on the
who knows
money box.
Who knows money box. Wow, what a show that is.
I think it's Radio 4, isn't it? Money Box.
Imagine it every day.
The Money Box.
What's happening in money today? Oh,
stocks and shares again.
The flips is
something
the,
about FTSE.
The
something open 5 points at
yeah,
high.
The NASDAQ.
The NASDAQ.
These are words we've heard our whole lives, John.
Yeah.
And I am
I could not tell you
I
what the NASDAQ
know
is.
How to sell a stock or a share if you.
How do you buy a share? I don't know. How do you buy a share?
With, before the internet, how would you buy a share?
You'd have to ring up a man, would you? Ring up a broker?
Man, is it, John?
A man.
It's a man, is it?
Oh, it's
wow.
a racist and sexist.
Racist,
so far.
Sexist.
Oh, dear.
Anything you want to add to it? Wow.
What's the other issue?
Women as well.
Yeah.
And non-binary people.
You'd have to ring up someone.
John.
A broker.
A purse. A broker. Yeah. You immediately thought of a man. It's all that Mary Poppins.
I was thinking, you know, back in the day.
You take your tuppence wisely in the bank. Safe and sound. The worst song in Mary
I
Poppins.
I like that song. I think we should finish with that song. I like it. York 2, Dorking 1.
It's such a terrible thing.
Okay, well, let's not beat around the bush.
Your tuppence. For a show that's got, you know, Chim Chimney in it. And
oh, yeah, some of the great
songs.
Spoonful
of
birds.
Sugar, Feed the Birds, Step in Time, all the great songs. And
yeah.
then this one pitches up. do you think this is when they wanted you to go for a wee?
Well, it's quite near the end, though, isn't it? isn't it?
No, it's quite near the beginning because they have to go and invest their tuppence. They've got their tuppence, and then he gets removed from the bank. Then he loses his job at the bank.
Yeah, he loses. That's true. Yes.
You're right.
Yeah. Here he is.
Want to open an account.
It's okay, that's a bit weird.
She wanted to feed the birds.
Feed the birds. Tuppence a bag, of course.
Soon that tuppence, safely invested in the bank, will compound. And receive percents of conquest as your affluence expands.
It's a moral, it's a story.
I know, but it doesn't need it, does it? Holds the show up.
You need it, though, for later on, because it's not about money.
You can just go, don't invest your tuppence in the bank. Anyway, moving on, Michael.
Anyway, what's next? Yeah.
Anyway, step in time.
It's another verse.
You see, Michael, you'll be part of railways through Africa.
Okay, this bit's a bit tedious. Yeah.
It's too much, John. Across the Nile. If they made the film now, they'd cut that out.
Have you seen the new one? I quite like the new one. It was quite good.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah.
Some of it's good.
I thought it was all right.
Some of it's good.
Yeah.
Some of it's really good. I'm a bit allergic to the hip hop in everything.
Oh, Lin-Manuel Manners, Hamilton.
It turns up in everything.
Yeah.
If you watch
rapping.
If you watch as many children's films as I do now, he seems to be the only person who's ever written a song.
They limited him to one rap in that film. You can have one.
Yeah. Anyway, look, this is not a Mary Poppins podcast.
No, it's
podcast.
Not, but I'm up for doing one, if anybody's interested. Always up for a Poppins.
Always up for a Poppins podcast.
Bromley 1, Wrexham 2.
Poppins cast.
There we go.
Poppins cast. Mary Poppins cast. Hello, I'm Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins
John,
cast.
Talk about the National League, for goodness sake.
Bromley 1, Wrexham 2 is the other one we haven't talked about.
Oh, yes.
That's
good.
It. That's,
and then both two of their players got improperly injured. Their keeper is out for 6 weeks. Ruptured ligaments.
Layton? Was it
that's
him?
The four. See, my idea, John, is spot on. Ways to save Torquay United, right? Here they are. Plastic pitch.
Yep.
Key.
Fucks up the opposition.
Absolutely key.
Yeah.
Everyone can play on the pitch. You can rent it out. More income. Absolutely key. Up the... You need to up the entertainment and make use of the space they've got. You could do some really good entertainment stuff in there. That brings in more income. Up the media side of everything. You know, you've seen how, even like Dorking, their media presence is massive. It's a unique club, Torquay United. You could up that and make that really good. And people would want to do that. Three easy fixes. Not easy fixes. The pitch is obviously £100,000. But I don't think that's a massive investment.
Not for somebody.
If you had 1,000 people putting £100 in, is that
money box.
If you invest your tuppence in
the 3G pitch.
In the 4G pitch. So yeah, it gets us out of the league. And then it would get us out of the league. And then we get up and then we change it back. And who cares? Invest your tuppence in a 4G pitch.
Rubber
in your trousers. Possible cancer risk.
The ball bounces unpredictably.
But look, then the flip side of the argument is Maidstone.
Yeah.
So, you know, there we are.
Oh, dear. That's really tickled me. Yeah, that's it. That's the news.
Injure other players.
We'll have to do without Ace Hall.
Anyway, is that all the news, John?
Yeah,
on the ice. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession. The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. John, we love Luke Williams, the Notts County manager, of course.
We've discovered his
big
voice.
Big fans of him.
Yeah.
Have we got the latest interview for
him? I gather his latest interview was good. Let's have a listen.
A point on the road in any other season against a playoff-chasing side is never usually a bad thing, but for some reason I feel like I have to say commiserations to you this evening to start the interview. What did you make of the game?
Yeah, it feels like we lost. And
No.
For me,
we lost the game because of one.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it feels like a loss.
We well, it feels like a loss.
Making a mistake with 20 seconds before
half time. Come on, Mick.
I thought the first half was,
oh, the first
was very,
half.
Very good. Very happy. Really,
the first
really
half
good.
We first really good.
Yeah.
Oh. We missed some good opportunities. We need to. Yeah. We need to be more in front.
Yeah. Yeah. We're more in front.
Get more in front. The front,
the
man.
Half, we're terrible. Really, we're terrible.
Oh dear. But, yeah. Really terrible. In the so, state of affairs.
Come on, terrible, Mick. Come on, terrible results.
Come on, Charlie.
We like that, didn't we, John? And we've been laughing all week at this.
No.
It's only shots and goals, but we fucked it. Oh, no. 11 shots on goal and we lost it.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Losey Tuesday. Goodbye, lose on Tuesday. Gonna lose on Tuesday. That was it, John. Still gonna miss you. Promotion. Still gonna miss you. Yeah. Can't get my shots away. Can't get my shots away. I can't get no. Not promotion. I can't get no. Not promotion. And we'll try. And we'll try. And we'll try. And we'll try. We can't get no. No, 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 no.
Anyway, there you go. The Luke Williams Mega Mix.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
With that, you're listening to The National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. It's nice. We're going to hear. We went to Cheltenham last week, didn't we, John?
We
didn't do any recording from there. We didn't do the podcast from there.
No, the only thing we recorded, yeah, was we spotted Roger and Brian.
Roger and Brian.
Obviously come up for a day out on the coach.
They were in the sort of punters bit.
Yeah.
But we heard they were up against the.
Yeah.
Side, weren't they? I don't know why they were so up near the horses, but I don't think they were fans of Willie Mullins. Were they, John?
I don't know. We secretly recorded a bit because they didn't seem happy anyway.
Bloody hell, Willie Mullins!
Bloody hell, Mullins!
You bastard, Mullins!
Rubbish!
That's more rubbish!
More rubbish!
Dog food!
Rubbish!
Glue factory for you, Dobbin!
Galloping the champs, you made bloody. Habits of soccer look fast. Rubbish.
Niche.
Pull that lame. Yeah, more rubbish.
Manny Dooku, Manny Donkey, more like.
Pull that lame. Yeah, like all the Manny Johnson signings.
Yeah.
I got a bit confused though, because we're not talking about Gary Johnson.
No.
Never
bloody
mind.
There you are, Willie Mullins. Bloody hell, Frankie Latore, not even here!
Well, coward! Where are you? Only right on the fat, do you, Latore?
Rachel Blackmore, bloody hell! Bloody hell, Rachel!
Honeysuckle, is it?
Honey
shit
all! Paul Buckle, honeysuckle! You've got to have a bloody
system!
You bastard! You bastard! No!
Honeysuckle, you... bloody buckle!
Bloody hell, Willie Mullen! Bloody hell!
Nicky Henderson!
Nicky Henderson, you bastard! I don't know, I thought you were the woman! Someone said you want to pull a photograph of Nicky Henderson for your wife, and who right up bloody do? Turn out a big fat bloke in tweed!
Claire Balding, yeah, we're all balding watching Turkey this season!
Why are you so... What craft is it, Claire? Not even here!
The darling of TV, are you, Claire? Rubbish!
Bloody hell!
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for letters from the listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John? We've had a week off, so I'm hoping.
Well, I mean, blimmin' heck.
Oh,
from
lovely.
Feast or famine.
From
with
Ray
the
Charles to... Very charming.
Can't think of anything.
Can't think of anything.
Can't think of
anything. Brains have gone.
I'm massively behind with the FOF spreadsheet as well. I have not put anything in that
when
spreadsheet
have you ever
for
been,
months.
John, when have you ever been in front?
I have lost track altogether.
When have you
Sorry.
Been in like had it in the bag, the Foss spreadsheet.
Anyway, well, on this theme, Pete officially kicks us off. Pete, he says, I'd like to offer my humble apologies for the negative tenor of my last email. Now, I think this is when Humphrey was here and he was coming up with like various bits of verbs, like to be McGavined and to be, it's all this.
Even the chief executive of Wrexham FC went in on you.
Went, that's too much, Pete. And he says, it's the bitter aftertaste of a disappointing result, maybe a bit of foff fishing as well, because despite your assumption, I don't think I've actually received a foff yet.
Well, one of them was very negative letters that maybe put you on minus one.
But I think he has also sent a lot of letters.
Foff fishing. What a nice idea that is. That's magnet fishing.
Yeah.
With Dean Watson. I mean,
look how many letters Peter sent in.
Come on, John.
I'd say we're in double figures.
Pete.
Chikung. Couldn't.
Chikung. Officially.
I mean, there was foff fishing going on there.
Officially.
You can't mention foff fishing, but Peter, you can have one, Pete.
Pete. Chikung. Fish foff.
I couldn't tell you what number, though.
It's
not a clue.
Well, we'll work it out and tell.
We're going to have to work it out.
Foff number something. Choose a number. Pick your number.
It says, Imre, my letter was rightly kicked into touch. On the bright side, there are worse things than getting a bit of a roasting from such comedy heavyweights.
Wow, yeah.
From here on in, only positive vibes from me. Cheers for showing me the error of my ways. Up the goals, on the ice. Pete, officially.
Pete. And officially, says, you are a foff.
Another great cameo from Humphrey, by the way, says Pete. Any chance you can get him under contract for next season?
No. He'll be in the league next season. He's no use to us next season.
He's gone.
Where have they gone? Quantum leap.
Yeah. Don't know where he goes, but he'll be gone, I suspect. Neil Barley. Lemon. Following on from my trip to... These are references to emails that have happened a long time ago.
Nice, though, isn't it? Nice.
On from my trip to Shropshire for the International Motocross and the football at Telford.
We talked about that, yeah? We talked about that, John.
Maybe.
We did.
I was supposed to go to Sutton Coldfield.
We did a big bit on motocross.
Did we?
Yes.
I was supposed to go to Sutton Coldfield versus Derryham Town, but decided instead on AFC Telford versus Blythe Spartans.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
We had Lloyd Grossman on the show.
I heard him, and he's a Blythe Spartans fan.
Do you know who I support? I support Blythe Spartans.
John, that's good.
Not a bad. Who support a team like this? He has the most preposterous voice. He's a lovely bloke.
Do you think he puts it on, or do you think it's just how he speaks? And he's, look, that's me.
It might be a little bit of affected accent.
Luke Williams.
He has a little bit. But yeah, I support Blythe Spartans. Wow. It was not what I was expecting.
Has he ever been
there?
No.
Well, he follows them. He says, anyway, so yeah, he went to AFC Telford versus Blythe Spartans. I went into a chip shop and asked for sausage and chips. They asked me, do I want my sausage battered? I said, of course, but felt confused as I've never been asked this, and they charged me an extra 30p. Yet you can have a bag of scraps for free.
What?
Now I was wondering, is this normal? Have you heard of this in, say, Torquay, or is it just a Shropshire thing? Well, battered sausage, Neil.
And scribblings.
Your Mars.
your Mars.
Never heard of a battered sausage.
Neil, are you shitposting?
Neil, let's just qualify that Neil does live in Norfolk.
You've never had a battered sausage.
It is like travelling back in time a little bit.
This is the world's. You've never had. Would you like your sausage battered? No one would even ask you because you just go. They just The thing to ask for would be not a battered sausage.
Otherwise, you're getting a battered sausage. Neil,
I don't believe. You're like John, who's never seen fireworks.
It's true, I have now seen
one for completists.
And says one last thing. Neil says, look, you came across this sign, it's a bus sign in Southwold, but someone's put stickers on the windows of the bus the sign with Queen, as in the Queen, the late Queen, Joey Ramone, Rick from the Young Ones, and Boris Johnson. See, look, there's the stickers on the bus.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So he wants to know if Charlie... doesn't want to know about who I'd pick. If Charlie could pick four random people for a road trip, who would he have?
This feels like a sort of dating question.
It's one of those, isn't it?
Blind date, isn't it? Blind date.
Charlie, who would you take on a road trip?
Hello, Chuck. Chuck, who would you take on a road trip?
Would it be what they call ultimate force?
Chaos.
Ultimate chaos.
Little and large. Bob Carroll, Jesus, and Tessa Sanders.
We could do that with Torquay players. Mariki Sarko.
Four people on a road trip. Quite like being on my own, if I'm honest. I like road trips with John. That's always good.
We always have a fun road trip. Yeah. We've had quite a lot of road trips. I'd rather do it by yourself.
Think about it and get back to you for next week.
Simon Bittlestone.
I like Simon very much. He's a nice man.
He says, hi, Charlie and John. Hi, Charlie.
Simon,
I watched in despair at Aldershot. the other week, as Torquay failed repeatedly to get the ball in the
box. Get it in the box, for goodness sake!
As did my four-year-old Finlay, who learnt the attached advice from his dad, along with a few naughty words. Yes. Now, he also says, look forward to seeing you in Fareham. So he must have come to Fareham, did he? Did he say hello?
He did. He didn't say hello, no, but I don't know if he had a nice time or not. Perhaps he hated it.
Maybe he hated it. I don't think he would have done.
Fareham, yes, which I spent the first 2 weeks saying. Farnham, of course.
Oh. Easily done, though, isn't it? Let's be honest. This is Simon's four-year-old Finlay.
Exactly.
Get it in the mix, McGavin.
Stop cutting back in on yourself.
I like Finlay. He's good.
Get it in the mix, McGavin.
Well done, Finlay.
Mix and McGavin. Good effort. Get it in there.
Get it in the box, for goodness sake. Funnying about with it.
A new contributor.
Oh, that's on the ICU, Simon. Has Simon got a FOF number? John.
I don't know. Maybe.
Unbelievable, John.
Spitball idea.
Is that their name?
Gets in touch.
Is that their name?
Apparently.
Are they a punk?
Apparently. He says, on the ice, gentlemen, I'm a newcomer to the magic of the Vanarama National League. My first episode was the first with Humphrey, where I determined how many degrees of separation he was to Kevin Bacon and DJ Khaled.
Oh, lovely.
I've been listening ever since.
The best music.
Whilst it's not a talkie podcast, I do have some affinity for the goals. I watched an episode in the Netflix show, Losers.
Yeah,
of course, detailed the incident with the police dogs.
That's
and I asked him, yes, we know when it was Spitball Idea. We know.
I've told that story on about 8 podcasts. You can find various versions of that on about 8 podcasts.
He says, given the situation Torquay are in with the league right now, and I'm sure they're going to be absolutely fine. I'm not sure. I'll spitball. What manner of animal attack do you think will be required to keep them up this year?
What a good question.
Yeah. When seagulls go bad.
Oh, that'd be nice. Just the ghost of Bryn.
Does anybody have an Alsatian? Can we get it along to play more?
I think they're going to be police dogs there on the last day of the season. I will tell you that
I think
now.
So. Clive Hayward.
Yes, Clive. On the ice, Clive. I met Clive in the pub in Aldershot. Yeah.
First things first. I know you put a brave face on last week. I was very sorry that he had no letters. Oh. I expect he'll have a stack this week, but here's a contribution from me just in case.
Clive, it's always, we genuinely don't mind no letters.
No.
We have only ever done this podcast for ourselves. And hopefully people like it, which a number seem to. And so if there's no letters, there's no letters. No worries.
He says, if you've been following Torquay's scores, you may have noticed that we're going downhill faster than Franz Klammer on a greased tea tray.
What a lovely reference.
One for the kids there from Clive. And I've reluctantly come to the conclusion that leaf eating has lost the power it once had. I think.
Do you know what
right,
it was?
Clive,
you made it public. Made it public.
So we need an urgent rethink. Mm. In What Is To Be Done, published 1902, Lenin asserted that the formation of a vanguard political party was necessary to further the revolution. And whilst I'm not sure that will work in non-league football, I do think a ritual sacrifice may be the answer.
That's a good idea.
Could start small. Tom Lapsley could 2-foot a spring lamb during his period of suspension.
Maybe not a lamb.
If more drastic measures are needed, we may need to slaughter Gilbert the Gull in the centre circle.
What if someone accidentally killed a seagull? Just accidentally, John. Shouldn't kill anything. It's our own fault.
I don't like to kill just anything, you know what? In the natural world.
Sometimes the end is not the end, it's just a new beginning, and that's what it might be.
And we also need to do Clive Centre's the Torquay Talk questionnaire.
Ah, that's nice.
To do it.
So we need to do it on air.
Do you want to do it on air?
Well, we have to probably fill it in and
send it back
to me.
Let's do it on air, and then that's the end. We'll call that the end.
The Torquay Talk questionnaire.
Okay, name. Charlie Baker. John Callaghan.
Yes.
Why TUFC?
They were the nearest club.
My uncle took me along on a September afternoon, stuck for something to do.
Oh, lovely. There we are.
There you go.
Cursed.
Went up Playmore.
Cursed.
1-0 Scarborough.
Lovely.
Favourite all-time TUFC players?
Ooh.
Brackets, do a team if you like.
Oh,
there's no time for a team.
I'll tell you what, several podcasts out there of me doing that team. if you want to find those.
All-time favourites,
Rodney Jack.
Kevin Hill. I loved Kevin Hill.
Yeah, Kevin.
Absolutely loved him.
Not
the greatest player I've ever had, but I loved him.
Rodney Jack. That's my favourite all-time.
Rodney Jack.
Charlie
Otway. Favourite all-time player?
Brian McGlinchey.
My favourite player as a child was not an answer anyone else is going to have, but it was Effion Williams.
Oh, nice. Mark Loram.
I thought he was brilliant.
Mark Loram. I used to like Kenny Allen. That's because he was the first goalkeeper I saw. And he was a great value.
I think for me, Rodney Jack. That was the first team I watched that team. He was brilliant.
And recently, Jamie Reid.
Jamie Reid. Really liked him. Tope Fanahunzi? No.
That's it.
Neville Southall.
I don't count him as a Torquay player.
What?
He's an Everton player.
He was brilliant. brilliant.
He's Everton player.
I loved Neville.
Okay.
Best TUFC memory?
Well, Woking away.
Yeah. First, Woking or Southend?
The only
me.
Time I've ever really seen us properly win something. And Derek Dawkins scoring versus Spurs.
It's Woking, Wembley, Cambridge game or Southend for me. I think Southend.
Wasn't either of those.
I've never seen us win
an actual thing other than that Woking game.
Southend
was
the first proper actual moment of bliss as a Torquay fan. That was fantastic.
Pure joy.
Worst TUFC memory. Any game managed by Gary Owers?
No, the Ashton Gate.
I think so. Yeah. I do genuinely think that is,
just everything that signified and has happened since.
Yes.
Yes.
Favourite spot at Playmore?
Oh, halfway, just off the halfway line on the pop side.
Yeah. The last time I went in Bristow's Bench, I didn't like it as much.
Didn't like it. Nah. You can't get into it as much.
Nah.
Just off the halfway line, about five steps up.
Yeah. And finally, best TV comedy.
What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. It's the question, isn't it?
What's that got to do with it? I Think You Should Leave is my favourite.
Yes.
At the moment?
Yeah.
You don't like it, do you, John?
No.
It's not for you. No. It's like Cheltenham Races.
It's too much for me. I can't take it.
I Think
it.
You Should Leave on Netflix is probably my favourite thing of the last 40 years.
Mm.
Absolutely love it.
I need to curb your enthusiasm. Oh, that's my favourite.
Yeah, very good.
There you go, Clive.
Yeah, Clive. You can write all that down yourself.
Bit, you find that, type that all up.
Just... We've not had to write that down. That's good.
Oh, no, oh.
Will you send back?
I'm trying to do a sound effect. Press play.
A survey from a listener/presenter. If you want to send us a letter, John.
Yeah.
How would people do that?
Oh, I've got that physical letter as well. It's going to have to wait. nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Lovely. And find us on Twitter at NutObsPod.
Yeah, boy.
And that's it. Thank you so much. Enjoy your National League. I wonder when we'll do next week, John.
I'm going on holiday.
And I'll be at Borehamwood on Tuesday night. So maybe we'll do something down the line on Monday or Tuesday or something. Maybe do a quick one before I leave for the match on Tuesday night. Yes, that'll be fine.
Yeah.
There will be an episode next week.
Yes.
Marvellous. Keep the faith, everybody. We're still in it. Still in it,
mathematically,
John.
Mathematically, it's impossible. Come on,
you yellows. Yes, come on, then. Clapping and talking.
Get in the mixer.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.